I'm Tony. I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez, and I have an update on a story I've been following. The story is about a little boy named Charlie. His dad was scheduled to be deported this week, and his school was scrambling to figure out how to support him. But today, things changed. Charlie's dad was granted a stay of removal just this afternoon. That means he has another year to make the case he should be allowed to stay in the United States. But this story isn't really about immigration. It's about a little boy going through trauma and a school trying to support him.
And you can call more than once.
You can?
You can call more than once, yeah.
Really?
Because we need like 1,000 phone calls.
All week, in the neighborhood surrounding this Ann Arbor Elementary School, flyers have been urgently circulating, passed out by parents and others trying to stop a deportation. It's impossible to know exactly what effect this organizing had, but the deportation has been put on hold for a year. At the center of all the activity is one 7-year-old boy who, up until today, thought he was going to lose his dad.
My name is Charlie.
Charlie's in second grade at this school, which is my neighborhood elementary school. The school found itself scrambling to support a child in the middle of a serious family crisis, complete with nightmares that his dad was gone.
One time I felt like if it was happening for real. My eyes were closed, I walked out of my bed. My brother just woke me up and just took me back to bed.
Charlie's teacher is Ann Ward. She says normally he's a typical kid.
He's a great student. He's very active. He's very eager to learn and eager to please, and he asks a lot of questions.
I love math.
He does. He's good at math.
I practice a lot.
But Ward says Charlie was emotional and quick to react during the past few weeks. School principal Hyo Park says Charlie was behaving as lots of kids in trauma would.
In fact, he and I had a heart-to-heart. First thing that came out of his mouth was, I'm not going to do anything until my dad stays. And so it's this child's psychological way of having power to do something.
Park and Ward say they were learning how to support a child in the middle of a deportation battle, but they didn't have much of a playbook.
I guess we don't have specific training.
I have been in education for 17 years, have not been through this specific situation before.
Helping kids navigate through tough situations at home is part of the job for people who work in schools. Sometimes, as in this case, so is ending up a community hub and being stuck navigating sticky political issues. Park says they do the best they can.
We're not necessarily trying to take sides. Again, nothing political about the immigration laws or, what someone did or didn't do. You know, I would want to be at a school where the school supports children.
Increased immigration enforcement means more schools in the state are likely to deal with the issue of deportation. This school may deal with it again. But the staff here is moving on, getting ready to support the next child that may be facing a trauma.
Fortunately or unfortunately, kids are affected at school by what's going on at home. I mean, you can't cut those two in half.
The next situation may be much less public than this deportation, but it will be no less important to the child involved. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.